The St. Croix River Crossing project has been in the works for more than 2 decades. It's a 4-lane bridge design that would cross the federally protected St. Croix River from Houlton, Wisconsin to Stillwater, Minnesota. Most of the delay has come from the need for a congressional exemption from the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. But now the project could be delayed again because of its cost. That's because 2 members of Minnesota's congressional delegation have introduced a bill to cap any bridge project using federal funds at $574 million. Congressman Keith Ellison says he's not against a new bridge, but the current project is too much.
It's way more bridge than we need for the money when we have a whole bunch of other bridges in Wisconsin and Minnesota which need to be fixed.
Daryl Standifer is a member of the St. Croix River Crossing Coalition, a group lobbying for the current bridge design. He says the $700 million price tag includes highway improvements in both states, and stalling the project only increases costs.
It's easy to say it's too expensive compared to what? If this bridge would have been built a decade or 2 decades ago, it would have obviously been significantly less. Every time it's delayed and every time there is a roadblock thrown up, the cost of the process just keeps escalating and going up and up and up.
A bill to allow construction of the 4-lane bridge over the St. Croix River recently passed a Senate committee and is waiting for a full floor vote. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.